Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Hedrington from SEH.
I think one of my favorite things about this whole deal is, well, first of all, you find out exactly how much goes into permitting and goes into site and everything that goes with just building. I mean, everything that goes into it before you even dig with a shovel is unbelievable. And to me, one of the more amazing ones was I was talking with the CEO, William Prentice, I think it was right around Christmas time, and he mentioned to me about flying a kite so that people from the park couldn't see it, or there was a certain amount of distance so that nobody could see it. You said yes, so you're familiar with this. Describe this kite thing that had to happen. I mean, to me, that took the cake when it came to permitting. I mean...
Well, I appreciate that. But to be honest with you, it was a lot of fun. It gave us an opportunity to interact with the locals out there. And actually, I think that's why we have so much support from the locals, people who are actually paying attention to what we're doing and how we're trying to incorporate all of these beneficial things into the project are really supportive. And they've been great to deal with. So a little bit of background on this was this. When we were going through the Billings County permitting for our conditional use permits and our zoning approvals, the concern came up from the park is that they would be able to see the facility from the park. So initially we did, we grabbed the two closest locations to the facility that are in the park, which was, I think we used the southeast corner of the park, and I believe we used the visitor center right there along I-94. So we went up to those locations. We fully surveyed this with our instruments. So we surveyed the location of our refinery compared to that site, and then we took photographs from those viewpoints, and then we overlaid our refinery on those photographs, but we also took into effect the contours of the property or the land in between the park itself and the refinery. And what we found in from both of those locations was that the refinery sits well below the horizon line. You cannot see it from those locations, which were the two closest locations. Well, then we heard that, maybe it's visible from Buck Hill. Buck Hill is actually the highest point within the Teddy Roosevelt Park. So we did the same thing, but that one we took another step because we were using for the contours of the land in between the park and the refinery, we're using USGS mapping. So USGS is United States Geological Society maps, and when we superimposed the refinery over the photographs that were taken, it was, it was, we thought maybe you would see a few feet of it, like a very little amount. I'm giving an idea, like 20 feet. By the way, what you would potentially see is the highest point in the refinery is a 10-foot wide, 150-foot tall column. It's called a crude column. So it's like you'd envision like just a big cylindrical tube that sits up in the air. Okay, so actually this is kind of neat. I'm glad you asked about this. So we said, okay, with the USGS data that we have, we believe you might be able to see the top 20 feet or so, but we're not positive because now we were talking about it's so far, it's 7 miles away. The amount that you can see from that distance is so little. Let's just go out there. We did the actual visual representation, but we went out there and we flew, we bought a 35-foot long kite that was 11 foot wide, highly visible. And we used surveyors on the site to pinpoint the location of that kite. We initially were looking at using things like weather balloons and things like that, but the winds are unpredictable in that area. So we went up there. Well, they're predictable, but we didn't know what we were going to have that day. So we ended up using the kite, this highly visible kite. We flew it up to 150 feet high, which is the height of the column. And we had a whole bunch of people. We invited the public and just generally, come on up to Buck Hill. We're going to have a have an event, and we're going to show you what you can see from the column. And, you know, if you can see it, great. And if you can see it, you see it. And if you don't, you don't. Well, people were bringing up spotting scopes and binoculars and, you know, all kinds of things to try to enhance their vision. And really what it boiled down to is this. We flew the kite up. It's bigger and it's wider than the actual column is going to be, and it's highly visible against the sky, when in reality the column won't, it'll be earth-toned, so it won't be as visible. So we fly it up there. Nobody can see it. I mean, we were messing around looking at this thing and, you know, talking back and forth on radios with the surveyors, and yep, it's up there and everybody's good. Nobody can see this thing. So we decided that we were going to raise it up to 250 feet, which is 100 feet higher than the actual column is going to be. So once we got it up there, took a little while. Remember, it's 7 miles away, and it's only 10 feet wide, or the kite is 11 feet wide. You could barely see a speck off with either binoculars or spotting scopes. I don't believe anybody with a bare eye could see it. So then what we did is said, okay, everybody grab it, you know, look at it right now, and keep your eyes on it with your binoculars and your spotting scope, and now we're going to lower it back down to the actual elevation that the column sits at. We lowered it back down to the actual elevation, and it disappeared. You couldn't see it. There was so many terrain changes and things in the way, and the fact that it's 7 miles away proved to everybody, and actually it was even for the reporters up there and things like that as well. Everybody was very comfortable with, yeah, you're not going to see this thing. So even though it sounds kind of, I don't know, expensive to go to those lengths, Meridian was very happy to do so, just in order to make sure that the locals and the park officials would be satisfied that this is not going to impact the view from that location. You're not going to be able to see it, and it's not going to, you know, ruin the entire, it's our belief that it's not going to ruin the entire, the entire experience of being at Buck Hill. So it ended up being a lot of fun, and like I said, I think that helped us with more local support. The locals that were up there were just, you know, tremendous. We gave us an opportunity to meet them, but they also knew the extent that Meridian was going to go to in order to protect, you know, everybody's, you know, public interest in the area. So it was all in all, it turned out very, very well. I was very happy we did it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington from SEH, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And then there'll be only Ringo to play. Well, Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
And it wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I've tried. Well, I've told the truth. Yeah, you know that I've lied.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that singer-songwriter, Tom Peckskamp.
It wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, I'm grateful that, like President Trump, Interior Secretary Zinke, he's a man of action. You know, last week when the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals invited the Departments of Justice and Interior to clarify whether there's been a change in position with the change of administration relating to the BLM fracking rule, I contacted my friend and, of course, former House colleague and neighbor Ryan Zinke, and we've been corresponding the last several days working through the issues as offered up by the 10th Circuit. And I'm really grateful that he and Attorney General Sessions took quick and decisive action to make it clear that the BLM fracking rule does not reflect this administration's views, and that, in fact, this administration is for creating jobs, not for killing them. And this is yet one more example. So I'm grateful to the Attorney General, to the Interior Secretary, and certainly grateful to President Trump once again for looking out for North Dakota and the United States.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Attention job seekers, if you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by their booth at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday, March 21st, or at the Williston Job Fair in the Grand Hotel on Wednesday the 22nd. MBI has immediate openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Meet the team at MBI and learn about their excellent pay, great benefits, and advancement opportunities at the Dickinson and Williston job fairs. If you don't have a chance to make it there, visit them online at mbienergyservices.com or follow them on social media.